I hope you love some theater because you are listening to Keith Price's Curtain Call.
A Fiddler on the Roof. Sounds crazy, no? But in our little village of Anatevka, you might say every one of us is a fiddler on the roof, trying to scratch out a pleasant, simple tune without breaking his neck. It isn't easy. You may ask, why do we stay up there if it's so dangerous? We stay because Anatevka is our home. And how do we keep our balance? That I can tell you in one word. Tradition!
Okay, first of all, it's Keith Price, and welcome to Keith Price's Curtain Call. I have to tell you, kids, those of you who are theater fans and you're listening to that right now, that is from the 2016 new Broadway cast recording of Fiddler on the Roof. Like, you couldn't tell from the tradition, right? Oh my God. Oh my God. First and foremost, let me just say, I'm so glad you guys are joining us because this is going to be a fun little jaunt for many of you who, like me, grew up with a cast recording of something in your house. And we are talking with Van Dien, who is the head chief guru god boofu of the cast recordings here in the world. Just recently, they've released the Fiddler on the Roof cast featuring my pal, five-time Tony nominee, Mr. Danny Burstein, along with Jessica Hecht and Adam Cantor. Jeez, Alex Corey. I mean, a cast of fabulous, fabulous performers. And you, Van Dien, he's the guy who is responsible for people like you and me to hold now what is the CD of the cast recording with the liner notes. You could get it online, but it's not the same thing. And Van is here to help preview some of the stuff that they've got going on right now and maybe give us a little hint, a glint of what may be coming. But in the meantime, it's just so fun to have you here. Thank you so much for joining me here on the Curtain Call, Van. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you. It's my pleasure to be here.
Oh my gosh. So Van, you are the guy who gets to do what many of us only dream of doing, which is you're responsible for putting together the cast recordings for a myriad, actually, of really, really big Broadway shows, as well as TV specials like The Wiz that just happened. The Wiz Live, excuse me. I have to make sure you say it that way. How did you get started doing this?
It actually started in 2008. I produced Rooms of Rock Romance. It was a two-person musical by Paul Scott Goodman and Miriam Gordon. And we brought it to Off-Broadway in 2009. And it ran about 81 performances, I believe, which at the time, that's when the markets crashed. Everything was crazy. And it was a lot of competition. Rock of Ages was out then. There was a lot of things happening. So the run wasn't as long as we would have liked, but we knew that it was a very worthy piece. It had a good reaction within the industry. So I knew how to take it upon myself to make sure it was preserved as a cast album. I had studied music and I'm a writer myself. And I also had studied music industry when I was in college. So I had a lot of background in that. So then when it came time to putting an album together, I ended up hooking up with connecting with a album producer. At that time, it was Robert Shear on this recording. And we made the Rooms album happen. And through that experience, I ended up doing a couple more. I did How to Succeed with Daniel Radcliffe, and I helped out with Fela as well.
Right.
And after those, I said, well, I want to keep doing this, and I want to do it, you know, under my own label so I can call the shots about what we're doing. So then it actually started with Bonnie and Clyde was the first one for Broadway Records. And
With Jeremy Jordan and Laura Osnes. Another great show that I'm so glad you preserved.
Oh, thank you.
So glad you preserved that one.
It's a fan favorite, and it was certainly an amazing way to start the label and something I'm really proud of.
Very cool. That's Van Dien with me here on Keith Price's Curtain Call. And he is, like I said, he's the guy who has, you know, he's, there's a few others that are out there that I'm hoping at some point that I will get the chance to meet. But I got to meet Van this year for the first time after being friends on Facebook at BroadwayCon. And we had a lovely chat, and I was so fascinated with his love of the cast recording. Now, has this been your thing as from the time you were old enough to put it on the, I guess you're old enough to see a record player?
Yes, I am.
I can't remember, because he looks so young. it's like, is he a record player person or CD? I don't remember, but yeah.
I do own albums, although all my cast albums are actually on CD, but I've been a fan of them for a very long time. My sister first introduced me to cast recordings when I was early teens. And so that's when I discovered them. And I have well over 1,000 of them, although I know there are people who have a bigger collection than I do. But it's a pretty substantial collection over the years, and something that it was a way that I, like a lot of people, discovered musicals was through cast recordings. Because you don't necessarily get to go to Broadway every week and hear, you know, and see the latest musical offering.
Where are you from originally?
I'm from Connecticut.
Okay.
So it's not that far, but when you're growing up until you can drive,
right,
you know, you're kind of stuck with what your
Easter
parents want to do.
Or something, or whatever the holiday of choice is for you to go into the city and go see a show. Like, that's like a, it was not a an everyday occurrence like it is now.
Exactly.
That's Van Dien with me here on, on the Curtain Call. And it, you know, it's great because for you, what was your first cast recording album you remember getting?
Believe it. Well, the first one I bought on my own was The Secret Garden.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Which just had a 20th anniversary.
Yeah.
Something. Not one of the ones you can, not a hint to that. No.
No, that's.
Okay. Just asking.
Unfortunately not. But I love the music though. But we did just do Dr. Zhivago with Lucy, which was a dream come true, because Secret Garden, being that was the first one I ever bought, and one that I was very passionate about. I certainly knew cast albums before that. In fact, my father used to play Fiddler on the Roof all the time, among others, Brigadoon and Carousel. And so I'd been exposed to those at a very young age. But with Fiddler on the Roof, that was his favorite musical, and he actually was in it at one point, just in a local community production. And he passed away actually in 2006.
Aww.
So there's actually a dedication in the liner notes to him, because it was his favorite musical.
Which you can get now if you actually order a CD via Amazon, via BroadwayRecords.com, all of the places that you get your music. But you get, at least you get a liner's note, something you can put in your hands. These damn kids with the MP3s, and you don't have anything hard, everything's electronic. You can look at the booklet on your phone. I want to hold the booklet. I want to hold this booklet. Wow. So Fiddler on the Roof is special to you, which is really great, because this is the latest cast recording that is being released by Broadway Records. It's the follow-up, actually, to The Color Purple, which is also another show which we will talk about in a few minutes as well. But Fiddler on the Roof has, this is the 50-something year of Fiddler.
I think 50, I want to say 51st, but yeah, not positive.
Like, I think it was put, like, it was off, like, it was, should have been 50 if they did it, like, a year ago.
Yes.
But they didn't, and it kind of.
Well, Barley wasn't available at the time,
right.
So they thought it was worth waiting a year,
which
I agree.
Again, a fantastic production. That Bartlett, he does such great work. Bartlett Scher is the director of Fiddler on the Roof, and he also has another show running on Broadway right now, The King and I, over at the Lincoln Center, which, again, beautiful. Did you guys do that cast recording too?
I didn't do that one.
Okay.
But I'm a fan of that show.
I should have looked first in the notes, but we were having a spontaneous moment. I didn't want to seem too prepared. But again, Bartlett Scher has directed this amazing revival, and it's brought such great things, and you guys have it captured on CD. And I so urge you to get this, especially because what I saw online is that there's also now two bonus tracks.
Yes.
Added to this recording. And again, with Sheldon Harnick still in the room. Sheldon Harnick is one of the writers of Fiddler on the Roof, along with She Loves Me, which is going on right now, Rothschilds and Sons, that just ended a little run at the York Theater here in New York. and he's like 90-something years old, and he's still churning out music. Isn't that the most amazing thing? And here you are working on one of the most seminal pieces of his collection. Like, did you get to have time with him?
I did. It was a real honor. He's, you know, such a legend. And Fiddler is one of the all-time great musicals, as you mentioned. So it was pretty incredible. And to also experience Itzhak Perlman in the room with Sheldon, you know, I mean, it was unbelievable to have that experience and to be 2 feet away from Itzhak as, you know, one of the greatest violinists, if not the greatest in the world, 2 feet away from me working on the piece. And, you know, even at his age, he blows everyone else away. He's just so amazing and so passionate about it. He wanted, you know, it to be absolutely perfect, and he's a true artist, and we're really thrilled with how it came out.
I love that Van Dien with me here on The Curtain Call. And, you know, we were talking about this. I wanted to point out that Fiddler on the Roof is currently running on Broadway right now, and its lead playing Tevye is the great Danny Burstein, who, it doesn't matter where I go and whoever I talk to, if I can find a way to slip Danny Burstein's name into the conversation, I do, just because I just love him so much, and I love his work, and I love what he's done with this role. And, you know, there's a great moment in this where he's trying to figure out what he's going to do. And I'm assuming that, because I haven't had a chance to preview every track of the new CD because I just got it in my hands as we're talking, but Tevye's monologue, I think, is like one of those moments that captures pretty much everything that you can get out of Danny Burstein to understand the genius that he's bringing when he does this role. So I'm going to roll just a little bit of it so you can hear it.
He's beginning to talk like a man. On the other hand, what kind of match would that be with a poor tailor? On the other hand, he's an honest, hard worker. On the other hand, he is absolutely nothing. On the other hand, things could never get worse for him. They could only get better. They gave each other a pledge. Unheard of. Absurd. They gave each other a pledge. Unthinkable. But look at my daughter's face. She loves him. She wants him. And look at my daughter's eyes. So hopeful. Tradition!
You see what I mean? Like, genius. Funny. At the same time, you can just feel his passion. You can feel, there's a moment where he's talking about his daughters and having to deal with decisions that he makes with his daughters. And it's just like, even if you're not a parent, you can feel that energy that he brings to that role. And he's such an amazing actor. And again, so thrilled that this cast recording is out and now you guys can get it as well. But now the other cast recording that I need to talk to this man about, Mr. Van Dien, is probably the show that, unfortunately, because I put my bets out for the Tonys already, and I already know that I'm holding two shows that are going to get nominated for Best Revival, because if they don't, it's going to be me and the American Theater Wing, because I'm going to be showing out like nobody's business, Van. The Color Purple Revival, John Doyle's rethinking, reimagining of this piece and this cast recording is everything, Van. How did you hold yourself together when you had to sit in the studio and record Jennifer Hudson, yes, Danielle Brooks, you know, all know from Orange is the New Black, if you're following that show. This show for me is all about this beautiful young actress who, up until this moment, I had no clue her story. Cynthia Erivo is everything. So you're in the studio with Cynthia and Jennifer. Are you like plotzing, as some people would say, because we just got through talking about Fiddler, plotzing? Because what? Are you kidding me, Van? This cast recording to me captures absolutely every moment of that. That must be chilling for you sometimes when you're sitting there watching all that go down.
It was pretty stunning. And one of our goals with this cast album was to do it a little differently than most cast albums, in that it's much more intimate because the show is so stripped down and intimate. And so, you know, raw and emotion and everything, that we wanted the recording to be that way too. So there's a lot less room ambience. There's a lot less reverb. I mean, it's really just, you feel like you're sitting next to Celia, she's singing. Yeah. And we just wanted it to be like she's in the room with you. And So that's what we were going for in that. And so it really just, I think it really grabs you. You can feel the emotion.
I just have Van Dien with me here on the Curtain Call. We're talking about this Color Purple cast recording with Jennifer Hudson, Danielle Brooks, and the amazing Cynthia Erivo. She's like a revelation. And I immediately went on, I think it was Facebook after I think it was the end of the first act. And I had to just start going, oh my God, there has to be a cast recording of this. There must happen. And lo and behold, Van Dien did not let me down by bringing in the Color Purple. And I'm telling you, if you guys have not ordered this for yourselves, if you don't have this for yourselves, you need to put this. This is like these two CDs right now that I'm holding in my hand, Fiddler on the Roof and the Color Purple. If you are a musical theater fan, these are like now to me the pinnacle cast recordings, because I love the first cast recording of the Color Purple with LaShawn's. But there's something, as you said, about the stripped downness. So like when you guys sat down, it's sort of like you can hear it in the cast recording. You can hear it in the recording of the music that it feels very bare in mm-hmm. terms of the musical, like the set is for the show. Like everything is kind of, it's like you pretty much captured the show in this CD. Did you have a lot of push and pull with the people that were producing ultimately in the end the music about that?
No, it was Frank Filippetti's idea as far as how he wanted to approach it, which I agreed with immediately when he said that. And he actually produced the original album too. So to have him have a chance to go back and do a totally different version of it, I think from an artistic standpoint was really satisfying for him. And I think he feels this one's, you know, even more of what, you know, what satisfies him artistically and what he was going for. And again, that stripped down bare feeling to it is really not something you get that often from cast recordings, because they're usually much bigger and you know, brassier, or you know, and just have a different feel to it. But this was just a very different type of production, and we felt we needed to capture that on disc.
I love it. Oh my God, Van Dien with me here on the Curtain Call, and we're just you know, again, he geeks out on the music like I do when it comes to this stuff, and I tell you, he's put together a really good collection. You guys should go to BroadwayRecords.com and just look at the collection of cast recordings that they have managed to capture of the modern age stuff. Like, you are now the go-to, one of the go-tos when it comes to cast recordings. What can you tell me that you're working on next? Because he's so secretive, this Van. This is like the second time we've had a chance to talk, and he is so evasive. He never gives in the dish. But you got to give me something. Give me a hint.
Well, we do have a couple 54 Below, you know, Feinstein's 54 Below albums coming up.
Nice.
That we'll be announcing hopefully in a week or two. And so there's a few of those. And there's, you know, a few cast albums we're in discussions on, but they're so early that I can't really say anything yet. But we are definitely in the conversation.
Is this stuff for this season?
Yes.
Ooh. That are still running. Because there's a couple that didn't quite make the cut. Not that I'm laughing at them for not making the cut. I'm just saying, you know, sometimes you need a little bit more than Amazing Grace. I'm just saying. But luckily they have a cast recording too. But again, you are responsible for doing that thing that, you know, as ridiculous as it sounds, it's like you really are saving the modern day life of some teenager who like opens up that case and finds their first cast recording album, knowing that there's someone like us who love a show tune. Just saying, you know what I'm saying? That's the code, you know. But it's so cool because there's a whole new generation of it. It's like they can still go back and find Merman. They can still go back and get their Bernadette Peters. But it's also great because this is the stuff that draws them in today. And when you draw them in today, you'll wind up having them for the rest of your life. Because, you know, now that we have each other's phone numbers, you're never going to get rid of me. You'll never get away from me. You hear me? But amazing. And so, Van, thank you so much for spending some time. You know, he's right across the street from our new studio, which I think is really fantastic. So that means as soon as he gets it, I'm getting it. And as soon as I get it, we're going to tell you all about it. Because, again, this is what we live for when we're lucky enough to live and long enough and be in a place where we can get stuff like this. So, Van, thank you so much for doing what you're doing. And before we go, I have a little treat from The Color Purple. Now, this is one of my favorite numbers. I don't want to do the slow numbers because I know y'all, you know, nobody wants to hear a slow song if they don't have to. But take this as a musical tease in that you're going to hear the voices of not only Jennifer, Danielle, and Cynthia, but you also get you a little Rima Webb. You get the church women that they're all part of this Greek chorus. But Rima Webb is one of those names that I want you also to look up and find, because she is having a CuteCast recording season right now. So she is one of those voices that you don't know you're listening to genius until you get to listen to her just give it to you. And she gets to do that in this. She does it in another one with Violet. She's just awesome. So I'm so glad that Broadway Records has time. So maybe Rima Webb, if you're listening, you should talk to Van and tell Van that you need to do a 54 Below or something, a Fine Sense 54 Below concert, because we need to have you like recorded. And so I can tell people all about you in a much more appropriate way, because her voice is everything too. Jennifer Hudson's fabulous. Cynthia Erivo is a discovery. Oh my God. And let's not forget Danielle Brooks. Don't think about passing up Fiddler, because you got Danny Burstein, you got Jessica Hex, you got Alex Corey, you have Adam, you have a whole host of fantastic music to take in. So go out, get you some cast recordings, BroadwayRecords.com for more. And Van, thank you so much for spending some time with me. And we will be back soon, probably with another really great press. I think at some point now, maybe Danny Burstein might do the show. I think there's going to be a chance that I'm going to get to talk to the couples from. So I'm going to be fiddling in the roof in you. I'm going to give you. I'm going to roof you with Fiddler in the Roof. I'm going to be probably talking a lot about it. So y'all are going to get sick of it. So thank you, Broadway Records man, Van Dien, for giving something to talk about. This is really great. And gosh, come back next time when we do another moment at the curtain call.
Girl, you swept out the memories. Filled this place with joy.
In this big old store,
got your sewing machine, mirror shiny clean,
and a fitting room smell like sweet perfume.
That man might have done you.
Look, are you looking?
We all looking, honey.
Look who's wearing the pants. No!
Five, six, seven, eight.
Do da, do da, do da, da, do da, ba ba do day, ba ba do day, ba ba do day.
Do you, do you, do you do da?